Okay, Shalom Rabbosai, today's daf is Yuma Daf Chaf Beis. We are here at the beginning of the second parak of Yuma, very exciting. This parak has a lot less to do with Yom Kippur than it does to, than it really has to do with other avodas in the Beis HaMikdash. But, again, we kind of left off talking about the Trumas HaDeshen, so the Gemara continues and talks a little bit more about that. And the lottery, we'll start off today with the lotteries. That they used to do in the Beis HaMikdash for the Kohanim, and then some Agadata about Shaul HaMelech and counting people, etc., etc. So interesting daf today. Again, our shir is B'Zchus Refuah Shleimah for Nami Mira Bas Shana Rivka and for Yehoshua Chaim Ben Chana Yehudis and for Shir Bas Tvar Aleah, as well as obviously Lili Nishmas, everybody who was killed in Meron, and Refuah Shleimah for anybody who was injured. So we're here at the top of Chaf Beis Amud Aleph. Nice clean break to start the second parak. Says the Mishnah. Parishona kol mi sherotzeh litrom es hamizbeach torem. Originally, back in the day, funny when the Mishnah says back in the day, but back in the day, right, anybody who wanted to do the Trumas HaDeshen, right, again, to take some of the ashes off the Mizbeach and kind of drop it on the floor. We saw yesterday that the floor would then swallow up the ashes. That was one of the Nisim that they have had in the Beis HaMikdash. So anybody wanted to do this Avoda, right, which happened at nightfall, right, at nighttime, a little bit before sunrise, during the night. Anybody wanted to do it, he could do it. It was Manjahim Rubim, but when there were a lot of Kohanim, so then Ratzim, they would race. Ve'olin Bakevesh, they would run up the ramp. And anybody who got to the area four amos before the end, and well, the Gemara will discuss where the end is, he was zocha to do the Trumas HaDeshen. And if they tied, right, then Havamona Omer Lahem Hatzbiu, then everybody, the one in charge would say, all right, everybody, well, let's take a vote, meaning not take a vote, but really take a lottery. Stick out your finger. Umahe motzian achos shtayim, they would take out either one finger or two fingers. Vein motzian agodel b'mikdash, but they wouldn't take out the thumb, because that already, if you imagine you're going around and you're counting, fingers, so then you might by accident count the thumb and think that that's a different person, because right, the forefinger or the thumb, right, seems to be like off from all the other fingers, right? It didn't work so well with the counting. Again, they wouldn't do rock paper scissors. He would basically then have everybody stand around. Everybody stick out a finger, and the Kohen, who was in charge, would pick some ridiculous number, obviously, that they couldn't figure out. Obviously, if there are 30 Kohanim, right, so they would, pick, I don't know, a number like 689, or something like that, and he would go around counting. I don't know if it got that high. But Lamaisa, Rashi says over here that, meaning, kol echad yir etzbel, can refer to the Kohen, right, if you look at Rashi, so he says, basically, it wouldn't just be the two of them who tied. It would be everybody, because obviously, right, if you're doing eeny, meeny, miny, mo with two guys, so obviously an even number is going to be the second guy, and an odd number is going to be the first guy, the guy you start with. Okay, but either way, that's how they would do the lottery. Maisa, there was a story once, somebody tied, v'ratzen v'olim makevesh, and they ran up the ramp, v'dachaf echad mehen ez chaveiro, one of them pushed the other one, v'nafal v'nishbar raglo. Right, and he fell and he broke his leg. Right, Rachman Litzlan, you can imagine. The Kevin Sharah based in Shabban the Desarkana, and then once based in saw that it was going to be some sort of danger, so it's Kinu Shaluyu Tormim at Samizbech, Eleva Pais. Then, right, they did a lottery, meaning that was the only thing that they would do. Meaning it's not that they would do it in the event, right, originally they would do it in the event of a tie, but now they just said that was the thing they did. Regardless, right, they wouldn't even do the race when they saw that it was dangerous, right, they just did the lottery straight away. Arba paisas hayusham v'zeh paisa rishon, there were four lotteries during in the Beis HaMikdash on a single day, this was the first one. Okay, says the Gemara, one second. Ma'ikara, my taima. What was the original, my taima lo takinu rabbanan paisa? Right, why did they start with the lottery? Right, it makes a lot of sense. Right, they're gonna have a race. Right, who thought of this? Are we still in like elementary school? Right, all right. First of the gate gets the extra piece of cake. Like, what's going on over here? So the Gemara says, "Meikara sover," because originally they thought it came in Devot slightly. Since the Trumas HaDeshen is done at nighttime, lo chashivu. Right, it's not so chashiv. Same below also velo asu. People wouldn't come to do this avoda. Came the chavad ka'asu. When they saw that people know the kohanim, not only did the kohanim come, but also the disakana, and not only did they come, they were excited. They were pushing each other off the ramp to get there. So then takinu lepaisa. So then they made a lottery. So the Gemara says, "I v'hare evarim u'bidarim davaros lailahi." Wait one second, but don't we burn the fats all night? Right, the fats of the previous day's korban, that's done at night. V'takinu le'rabbanan paisa. Right, and the Chachamim straight away made a lottery. Who gets to do that? So what's the difference? I thought you're telling me that night service is not the chashiv and nobody shows up. So the Gemara, why didn't you make a lottery at the beginning for the Trumas Hadeshin? The Gemara says, yeah. So favoda diyamamahi. Well, yeah. The burning of the fats is at the end of the day's avoda. Right. So those korbanos. Right. You could theoretically do that during the day. Right. So it's the end of the day's avoda. So that's not as. That's not as less chashuv, meaning that didn't even have the hava, meaning that would be less chashuv and no one would show up for it. So Gemara says, well, hainami tchilas avodah diyamamehi. Well, hainami, this too, Trumas Hadeshen, is tchilas avodah diyamamehi. It's at the beginning of the avodah during the day, right? That's the first thing they do in the Beis HaMikdash, right? And right before morning. So Gemara says, Damar Rabbi Yochanan, as Rabbi Yochanan said, and we'll prove it, that's the beginning of the avodah, because Rabbi Yochanan says, that kiddush yodav, the Trumas Hadeshen, right? If a person washed his hands to do the Trumas Hadeshen, then the lachar interech lekadesh. Right? He doesn't have to wash his hands again, right? Shekfar kiddush mitchilas avodah, because he already washed his hands from the beginning. Of the avoda, meaning you see that the Trumas Hadeshen is the beginning of the avoda. That's exactly the phrase in the Raisa. That's exactly what Rabbi Yochanan said. So Gemara says, "Emesh kvar kiddush mitchila le'avoda." So he says, no, it's not that it is the beginning of the avoda, but the Kohen doesn't have to wash again because he's washed in order to perform avoda. So therefore, since it's an avoda, right, that the Kohen doesn't have to wash his hands. But it's not actually the beginning of the avoda of the day, and that's why they had a havamina that nobody would show up for the Trumas Hadeshen. Igadamri, some people say, that another way of explaining, that Meikara Sofer, what was the original havamina that they didn't end up making a lottery right off the bat? It came into Ika Ones Shina Lo Asu. Right? They thought that, since what do you have to do for the Trumas Hadeshen, right? And what, let's say, sunrise is nowadays, it's like, 10 to 6, something like that. Vasikin is 5:30, so you got to get up at 4 in the morning to do the Trumas Hadeshen. Right? It's a little bit earlier than sunrise. Right? You got to get up 4:30 in the morning. People have ones shina. People are going to sleep in. Right? It's an ones. It's an accident. They're going to sleep in. So therefore, lo asu. People are not going to come. I came to the chazud asu. Right? Since they started, no, people are still coming at that crazy hour. The kasu nami le disakana. Not only that, they're wide awake. They're pushing each other off the ramp. They're fighting for this. So then, at that point, the kinu lari bonan paisa. So then they made this lottery where the kohanim stick their fingers out, right? And then the guy in charge counts around, and whichever number he lands on, that's what he lands on. But what about the burning of the fats? Right, the burning of the fats, you have an issue of shina, of sleeping, but the kinu lari bonan paisa. And they made a lottery. Now, if you what's the shina, meaning what's the shina issue here? If it's happening at the beginning of the night, let me see where it is. I can never ever find the Rashi, unless it's Tosfos. Yeah, okay, it's a Tosfos over here. So the Gemara will explain. One second. Shiny, well, let's just finish the question. Let's go back to the question, then we'll read Tosfos on top. What's it called? Right, meaning, one second, you're burning the fats all night, so the Ika Onus Shina, the people are not going to sleep, right? If it's Kini Rebun and Paisa, but they made a lottery. It's Gemara says, Shiny Migna Mimekam. Yeah, it's a lot easier to stay awake than it is to get up early. Now, Tosfos on top says, one second. Amaylo Mishani Davodas Ivarim Pidarim Kshira Biyom. Right? Why didn't the Gemara answer over here, meaning staying up all night is easier than going to sleep? That's the answer. The answer is because you could burn the fats, right, during the daytime. And you didn't have to stay up all night. Right? You didn't have to stay up and lose sleep over it. Right? It's going to happen during the day, so what's the problem? If the Kohen got in charge of burning all the fats, you could set that up before he has to go to bed. No, that's a good question. Why? Whoever did the Evarim had to be up all night. Right, is aklu until all the fats burned off. Right, sheim yipaku. Right, if you mealam isbeach. Right, sheachzidam the maracha. Right, that if you remember, we learned up until midnight. And if the fats jump off the isbeach, right? So then you have to be put back, right? So Lamaisa, right? So it wasn't just that, oh, it's coming close to sundown, we can burn the fats now. Then he goes home, goes to sleep, there's no problem, right? No, the guy had to stay up pretty much, you know, for a lot of the night, right? Whether we hold until Chatzos or not, but either way, right? He had to be up for a while. So then there was a lack of sleep. That was the kasha. And then the Gemara answered, yeah, because staying up all night is easier than getting up in the morning early. Okay, fine. But the kanta lachisa. How do you read this? 1 second. Right, we said that Migna Mimekom is easier. So the Gemara says, the Gemara says, no, 1 second, that wasn't the reason. The Kanta Lahakizai, meaning the Kana was made for this. The Tanya, Misha Zacha, which was Adeshen, right, whoever is Zocha and the Chos Adeshen, whoever does that, whoever gets the lottery win for that, Zacha Besidr Maracha, Vishne Gizra eats him. Right, he's also Zocha to set up the wood on the Mizbeach, and also the Shnei Gizra eats him was also two huge pieces of wood that they put across the wood area. The Gemara will drive that from Sukkim a little bit later. But basically, these two avodas of putting the wood on the Mizbeach, whoever did the Trumas Hadeshen got to do that as well. So that's why they had a lottery. Not because, you know, people were killing each other and breaking legs and stuff like that, but because, you know, you got to do all this fun stuff, right? And obviously, everybody wanted to do it. So that's why they had to have a lottery. So it says, "Amarvashi shtei takanos avu." No, there were two takanos of a lottery. Meikara originally sovereign lo asu. They thought that nobody was going to come. Came to chazu takasu after they saw that people would come. Said, "Asu nami lede sakana," and there would be some sort of sakana. Then takinu le paisa. So then they made a lottery. So came to takinu le paisa. But once they made a lottery, lo asu. Right? The kohanim stopped coming. Right. Again, can you imagine? Right, you're waking up at 4 in the morning, right? You know, you're not going to show up if you're not guaranteed to do it, right? Amri, they said, right? Me, Amri, the Mishramilan, right? Who can say that we're gonna win the lottery? Right? Again, you have to get up early, okay? In Echanami, if you're going to show Vasikin, so you can kind of drag yourself out of bed, start the day early. But if you don't even know if you're going to get to Davin, right? If you don't even know if you're going to get to do the Avoda, so why would you get up early? Right? No, so people stopped coming. So then, how did Takinulu, then they made a Takana after that, so that Misha Zachar B'Chum Zadashin Yitzke B'Sidra Amaracha B'Shnei Gizra Eitzim. So that's what they decided, that, okay, fine, now we got to get people to start coming, so whoever gets to do the Trumas Hadeshen will get to do these two other things. And therefore, Kiechi didn't need to Vini Paisu, so that people would actually come, right, and feel like, okay, fine, now that's already worth it. Right, again, if you offer them enough money, right, if you offer them enough schus, enough schar, so then people will come, even though they may not necessarily get it. Okay, fine. Ubiz Man Shahin Marubin, when they had a lot of people, right? Again, the people ran, and you know, whoever won by 4 amos, right, he was the winner. Amar Papa Pshitali Abba Amos Ta'ara Lo Ratzin Ve'olim Ve'kevesh. Lo Ratzin. Rav Papa is trying to figure out which Dalad Amos, right, where was the finish line. Right, so he says, it's obvious that the beginning of the ramp, right, where it hits the ground, that's not what we're talking about, because it says Ratzin Ve'olim Ve'kevesh Tanan. Right, it says they ran, and they ran up the ramp. So obviously, that's not what we're talking about. Kamaisa Namilo. That's for sure not the first Dalad Amos of the ramp. Also, because Ratzin Va'ulim Akevishtan, because they said they went up, right? Va'adar, Kolakodim Chaveiro, and then whoever came first, meaning must have been some sort of race, right? Debeni, Debeni Namilo. And the middle Dalad Amos also not, right? The Lomas Simon Milsa, because there's no, how do you figure that out, right? The ramp was long, right? But it didn't have like a red stripe going down the middle so they could measure who got there first. So therefore, pshitali degabi mizbeach tanan. So it must be that this dalad amos within dalad amos of the mizbeach, meaning where the ramp met the mizbeach. But by Rav Papa, will ask the following question: Arba amos sha'amru, these dalad amos that they said, right, again from dalad amos from the mizbeach, is that behedja ama yisod of ama soviv? Is that meaning exactly that? Is that including, right, the ama of the yisod is the base, the ama of the sovev? The sovev is the thing that went around the mizbeach. Odoma, or maybe bar me ama yisod of ama sovev, or maybe excluding those two, meaning the mizbeach extended a little bit underneath the ramp. It had a base that went around. And it had and the mizbeach was kind of like staggered a little bit. So if I'm not mistaken, there were two amas. There was two amos that the mizbeach extended underneath the ramp. So basically, the question is, I mean, they obviously didn't go underneath the ramp. That doesn't make sense. But the base extended past where the ramp was. Right? Meaning the base didn't go all the way around. Right? It obviously didn't go underneath the ramp. It wasn't like a tunnel. But if you can imagine, again, if you have a picture in the Gemara, that's great. But if you can imagine, if you don't have a picture, right, the ramp goes up, meets the Mizbeach. But if you look to your left, there's a part of the Mizbeach extends a little bit past where the ramp meets the Mizbeach. So what was the finish line? Was it by where the ramp literally abuts the Mizbeach, or was that at where the Mizbeach juts out a little bit past into the ramp? And then the Gemara says, Teku, Tishbi, Taras, Kusha, Zubayas, Adelio, and Ovi, Mitzvah, will figure that out for us when he gets here. Bimheri, V'yamenu, Umayin. So it says the Mishnah again, Va'im, Hayu, Shnehem, Shavim, if there was a tie, so then Hamamona, Omer, Lahem, Hatzbiu. Then they said, all right, time for rock, paper, scissors, or a lottery. So Tana, we learned in Abraisa, Hotziu, Etzba, Seichem, Laminion, they stuck out their fingers to count. Meaning that's what he said. That's what the Kohen would say to them. Vinim ninhu. So the Gemara says, well, why don't we just count the Kohanim? What do you need to stick fingers out for? So the Gemara says, Meseleh, the Rabbi Yitzchak, the Rabbi Yitzchak, also Limnos is Yisrael, the field of Dvar Mitzvah. This is Rabbi Yitzchak's halacha, that you're not allowed to count the Jews, even for Dvar Mitzvah. The Chetim, because the Pasuk says, Vayifkedeim bebezek, that we counted them bebezek. Bezek literally means pottery. Right, then when Shaul counted Am Yisrael, his soldiers, through pottery. So the Gemara says, Maska for the Papa, or Ravashi. Ravashi has the following question. Mimai dahai bezek lishna demivzak hu. How do you know the word bezek, right, means, mivzak means something that's been broken, right, like pottery. Vidilma shema demasahu. But maybe that was the name of the masa. Maybe that was that name of the town. Dechtiv, because the Pasuk says, Vayim tzu Adoni bezek. Right, they found Adoni bezek. Right, where it should be, that's not exactly the quote. The quote should be, don't bone it, where is it? Yeah, Vayimtu has Adoni Bezek, Ben Bezek, right? They found him in a place called Bezek. Not the phone company either. Ella, rather, Mehacha, right? It must be from this pasuk, right? Yishma Shaul Asam Vayif Kedem Batzalaim, that Shaul kind of gathered the people, right? He had them all counted, and Vayishama, right? No, not Vayishma that he heard, but Vayishama, he gathered everybody, and he counted them with sheep. I'm Rabbi Elazar, call Amonas Yisrael over. Okay, I mean, so that's basically how you know that Shaul, they counted Bnei Yisrael without counting them individually. Okay, and that's why the Kohanim stuck out fingers instead of counting them individually. I'm Rabbi Elazar, call Amonas Yisrael over Belav. Anybody who counts a Jew violates an Isser. Shnemar's Pasuk says, Vayab Mispar Bnei Yisrael Kachol Hayam Asher Lo Yimad. Now, that's obviously not a pasuk in the Torah. That's a pasuk in Hosea. So it's not an Isra Daraisa, but it is definitely is an Isra. You're not allowed to count Am Yisrael, and I think we're, you know, that's pretty famous, not superstition, but pretty famous halacha. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar over b'shnei lav. No, it's two surim. Shnemar's pasuk says lo yimad v'lo yisafer, v'lo yisafer. Right? You can't count, and you can't be measured. Where I probably measured or counted is probably more accurate. Because Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani, Rabbi Yonasan Ramiksev, Rabbi Yonasan pointed out there's a steer in two psukim. Pasuk says Vayamis bar Bnei Yisrael kachol hayam, right, that the Jews will number the sand of the sea, uksiv, and then it says Asher lo yimad v'lo yisafer, right. Then it says that they will not be able to be counted, right. That even though kachol hayam, to count the sand is very difficult, you still kind of could count it. But if you tell me they can't count it straight up, so what's going on? So Gemara says, Lokasha kan bizman Yisrael osin rizon shalmakom kan bizman she'ein osin rizon shalmakom. Right, when Am Yisrael is doing what they're supposed to be, then they won't be counted bechlal. But if they aren't chas v'shalom lo aleinu, so then they will be able to be counted. Rabbi says, Mishum Abba Yosi ben Dustai, Lokasha. He says, no, I'll give you another way to explain the steer in the psukim. Kan bide adam. Can't be the Shemayim. Yeah, man can't count them, but a Kosh Baruch Hu can do anything, right? So he can certainly count them. Okay. Amar Rav Nihiloi Bar Idi Amar Shmuel. Kevish in this mana Adam Parnes Alat Zibor Mis Asher. As soon as a person is going to be the Parnes, meaning the not necessarily the person who's giving the money, but the leader of a Tzibor, he becomes wealthy. Because originally the Pasuk says, Vayif Kedem Bebezek, that Shaul counted Am Yisrael with pottery, and then it says he counted them with sheep. Well, obviously, sheep are more valuable than pottery. The Gemara says, Maybe he counted the Jews with their own sheep. How do you know it was Shaul's sheep and that he became wealthy? In case, the Gemara says, well, my rebus is the milsa. Well, yeah, if he counted them with the other sheep, so why would you tell me that, right? Clearly, if the pasuk is going to mention that point, must be significant. So it must be, right, that it was actually Shaul's sheep and not anybody else's sheep. Okay, pasuk says, Vayarv Banachal, that Shaul fought Amalek. There it says it was fought Amalek. Yeah, Amalek. In the valley, and the Gemara Darshan is a little bit differently. Amar Rabbi Mani, Al Iske Nachal, Shaul fought about things in a valley, meaning talking about the Egla Arufa, which is killed in a valley. B'shash Amar Lo Kosh Baruch L'Shaul, because when Hashem said to Shaul, Lech V'kizes Amalek, go kill Amalek, Amar, he said, Uma Nefesh Achas Amra Torah Havei Egla Arufa. Right, 1 second. If for one neshama, the Torah says you have to bring an Egla Arufa as a kapara, right? For the fact that again, would you bring an Egla Arufa if you find a body between two cities? Lo nodam yikahu. We don't know who killed him, so we bring an Egla Arufa, Rachman al Islam, as atonement. So Shaul said, if we do that for one nefesh, call it nefesh shalalu, right? For all of these souls, alachas kama v'kama. Right, so how much more so? Right? How in the world should I? I'm going to need all this kapara. If madam chata, and if a person sins, right? Behima machata. Right? Again, Shaul was commanded to kill all the animals. So he said, well, okay, man sins, that again, but why would I kill all the animals? And if the adults sin, right, then what about the children? Why are the children sinning? Basically, Shaul was asking, he wasn't happy. Right? In Echanami, he has a whole discussion about what Shaul actually didn't kill. Again, obviously, he didn't kill Agag until Shmuel killed him. But he definitely, and the pasuk says he spared some of the animals to bring korbanos. That's already psukim. But okay, whether he spared other children, other humans, unclear. That's the discussion. But either way, lemaisa, he was questioning. He's like, "This is Hakadosh Baruch Hu. What do the kids do? What do the animals do?" So yatsa baskol ve'amrlo. So the baskol came out and said, "Al titzad karbe. Don't be too from." Meaning, which is again, we think about listening to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, harm stop, right? Even if he tells us something that counterbalances our logic, our own human logic is not necessarily able to understand exactly what Akash Baruch Hu wants. So if that's the tzivui from Akash Baruch Hu, so that's it. Period. The end. Right. Even if it goes against, right. Just like Avram Avinu told us, right, taught us that Akash Baruch Hu said, "Sacrifice your son," and Avram said, "No, he didn't say anything." Right. He said, "Okay, that's it. Let's go. Pack it up. Let's go do it." So that's got to be our response. Right? Don't be too firm. And don't be too firm to the point where you're questioning Hakadosh Baruch Hu what he wants us to do. Okay? It's very difficult point to get to. We're going to see the Gemara is going to point out how much of a tzaddik Shaul was. Tremendous tzaddik. But that's what Hashem said. That's the Baskel came back to him and said, listen, you're a great tzaddik, but don't be too much of a tzaddik. Hakadosh Baruch Hu says, that's what we do. And when Shaul said the doeg, see, the problem is that the Gemara is going to point out an apparent hypocrisy in Shaul. Shaul said to Doeg Adomi, "Sov ata upaga v'kohanim." Right, he went, go take care of the Kohanim. Right, if you know, Shaul killed the whole city of Nov, city of Kohanim, because he thought they were harboring David. So then Shaul told Doeg to go take care of business and to kill all of them. So then at that point, Yetzer Vachkol v'amrala al tirsha harvei. Don't be too much of a rasha. Meaning, it's a stira. It's a contradiction. You, Shaul, was going to say, well, what is their sin? Right, the animals and the children of Amalek. But now, right, when you're talking about a whole city of Kohanim, right, then already that already you're happy to, you're not asking questions, you're not sparing anybody. So the Baskol pointed out an apparent stira, right, a hypocrisy in Shaul, right, and then in terms of what he was doing with that. So Amar Ravuna says, Kama lo choli v'lo margish gavra demari siya shal ba'achas v'also lo David b'shtayim. How a person does not get sick, lo margish, and he doesn't feel any, he's not nervous, he doesn't feel anything bad. Right, gava demari siya, right, a person who is help is a Kosh Baruch Hu. Because Shaul ba'achas ve'al solo, right, again, meaning he's trying to praise David and Shaul. Shaul made one mistake, right, ve'al solo, and it counted against him, meaning that Hashem punished him for it. But David b'shtayim v'lo al solo. But David made two mistakes, right, but they didn't get the punishment. Meaning, again, Shaul was, again, treated more harshly. Again, that's what we see, that he was a tremendous tzaddik, right? Again, the tzaddikim are judged kechot asayra, that the greater the tzaddik, the more harsh the judgment. That's the Gemara's point I'm pointing out right now. So the Gemara says, Shaul b'achas mai, what was Shaul's sin? So mai said, the doeg, right? Sorry, Maisa de Agag. Sorry, the fact that he left Agag alive, right, for an extra 24 hours. Ay, Vayika Maisa de Nov, Eir Kohanim. What about the city of Nov? So, Maisa de Agag, because the Pasuk says about Agav, Nichamtikim Lachti as Sheol HaMelech. Right, because it already says that he got punished right after Agag, right, Shmuel says to Shaul, right, that Hashem regretted making Shaul as the king. So that was right afterwards. Right, so clearly, that in and of itself, right, it was enough to cause him to lose the Malchus, and therefore, right, you know, that's the only crucial sin that happened. In Echanami, he did sin; he did make a mistake with Novi or Kohanim, but that one sin of leaving Agag alive was enough to cost him the Malchus. And that's what he got judged for. But Lamelech David b'shtayim mai, and he knew what was David's two sins? Du Uriah, the first one was Uriah, he sent away Bathsheba's husband, right, and he got killed, right, and obviously then he went and married Bathsheba. And then Uda HaSosa, and then the case when David Melech counted Am Yisrael. The Gemara says, "Aika nami the Maisa de Bathsheba." What about the whole story with Bathsheba? Right, again, David slept with her before Uriah left. Right, went out to battle. So the Gemara says, "Hasam afaru mine." Right, no. There, David was punished for that. Right, the Chassid supposedly says, "V'sakiv sa yishalem arbatayim." Right, that for the doe. Right, for the not the doe. What's a female sheep? I forget. For the female sheep, he should pay four times. Meaning that was the metaphor, right? That Nasan Navi said to David, right, about Bathsheba, that he shouldn't have done that, but that he compared Bathsheba to a female sheep. So that's a U, thank you, in EWE. Either way, so David should be punished four times with that. And what was the four punishments? Sure, Yeled, that was the child of his and Bathsheba's first union, right, that passed away. Amnon, one of David's sons who raped, the next word, Tamar, who raped Tamar, his daughter, David's daughter, right? So David's son raped Tamar's daughter, right? Amnon ended up getting killed. Tamar obviously got raped, didn't get killed, though. And then Avshalom, obviously, Avshalom rebelled against him and got killed. Those are the four things that David got punished for, so therefore it doesn't count, right? One of the sins that David was not punished for, right? That makes sense. As a husband, how many part of me, the Gemara says, one second, but over there, when he counted Am Yisrael, David was also punished for that. The Chetiv, because the Pesach says, "Vayitein Hashem Dever beYisrael meHaboker veYad Eis Moed." Right? There was a plague. As the Gemara says, "Hasam Lo Ifro MiGufei." He was punished, but he wasn't punished himself personally. The Gemara says, "Well, Hasam Nami Lo Ifro MiGufei." Well, so too by Bathsheba. Right? He also David. Right? Again, he listed yes, those four kids, terrible things happened to them, but it also wasn't Lachora straight up David getting a punishment. The Gemara says, "Layi Par MiGufei." No. He was. He was punished. We didn't mention it yet, but he was punished in a different way. The Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, right? Shisha Chodeshim Nitzdara David. David had Saras for 6 months. Uparshu Hemenu Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin left, went away from him. Finistako Hemenu Shechina. The Shechina left. The Chetiv, because the Pasuk says, Yashuv Li Yerecha V'Yodei Adasecha. Chetiv, and the Pasuk says, Hashiva Li Sason Yishecha. David wanted Akash Baruch to come back. Okay. V'amar Rav, Kibbo David Lashon Hara. Aye, but wasn't there another sin when David accepted Lashon Hara? That was a story about Tziva, who told David that Mephibosheth, one of Yonasan's sons, was still alive. And he thought that Tziva told David that Mephibosheth was trying to still be king. Again, because, right, Shaul, Yonasan, Mephibosheth. So what was the deal with that? Right, David accepted the Chora, he believed the Lashon Hara. Right, and what happened? He gave Mephibosheth's money to Tziva, something like that. So the Gemara says, "Kishmul Damar Lo Kibel David Lashon Hara." No, so Rav Huna holds like the other opinion that says that David did not accept Lashon Hara. He was not Makabel, right, meaning he understood that there was actually some truth there. And he thought that Mephibosheth was being Mori B'Malchus. So the Chora, he did not accept Lashon Hara, right? He saw in Mephibosheth some sort of flaw, and that caused him to give him all his money. Well, Rav, and according to Rav, right, Nami Damar Kibel David Lashon Hara, sorry. Right, according to Rav, who says that David did accept Lashon Hara, so the Hai Perumimene, then he did get punished, right? Because the Tzaras. I apologize. Right, you didn't write Lashon Hara, it's usually Tzaras. But no. Damar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, B'shash Amar Lo David L'Mibiboshes, when David said to L'Mibiboshes, Amarti Atav Tziva Techalkuz HaSadeh, when you and Tziva should split the field, so that's a Baskov Amar Lo Rechavim B'Yerov M'Yichalkuz HaMalchus. At that moment, right, Akash Baruch Hu decided, or Baskov came out and said, they're going to split the Malchus, Malchus Yehuda and the Malchus Yisrael, right, Rechavim and Yerovim would split the kingdom. Okay, fine. A little bit more about Shaul ben Shana Shaul ben Malcho. Shaul was a literally means Shaul was a year old when he became king. Obviously, that's not true, right? It means 1 year into Shaul's reign. But either way, Amar Rav Huna ki ben Shana Shaul tam tam chet. Shaul when he became king was like a 1 year old who has not ever tasted sin. Maskel of Nachum Bar Yitzchak of Eth Bar Yitzchak said Feima. So one second, a 1 year old has not sinned. That's true, but you could also say ki ben Shana Shemuluchak batit betzoa. A one-year-old gets dirty, right, with dirt and feces. Like, again, I mean, lechora, right? Maybe a one-year-old is dirty, and i.e., the imagery we're going for here is that Shaul was dirty with the sin. So then, Achvi leiler of Nachman siyuta bechalmi. So an angel appeared, a scary angel appeared to Rav Nachman in a dream, and Amar na neti lachem atzmos Shaul ben Kish. He said, Oyvei, right, I guess he was able to pinpoint his avera, right, I spoke badly about Shaul, Shaul ben Kish. Again, it wasn't ben Kish, because Mordechai was ben Kish. I'm not sure. Okay, or maybe it was his father's name. I don't remember. Okay, either way, it just occurred to me right now. Either way, fine. So, Hadar Chazet Siyuta de Bechalmei, then he saw it again, right, again, Rav Nachman, Bar Yitzchak, and he saw the angel again, and then Amar Naneti Lechem Atzamos Shaul Ben Kish Melech Yisrael. So then he said, "Oh, I feel so bad. I'm so sorry." Shaul Melech Yisrael, meaning he gave him even more kavod and then the angel was appeased. Amar Avida Mashmul Mipnei Ma'alo Nimshuch Hamalchus Beis Shaul. Why did Shaul's kingship not continue? Mipnei Shelo Hayabo Shum Dofi. Because there was no dofi, literally, I mean, dibarnu dofi, right? We spoke ill will, but basically, right, dofi could be lashon. We spoke two mouths, right? Person was a hypocrite, but here that's not what it means. Here it means there was no problem in his lineage, in his family. You don't make someone a leader unless he has a skeleton in his closet, is the common vernacular phrase. It literally means a box of creepy crawly things. But again, unless a person has some sort of skeleton in his closet, right? You dafka want to make that guy king, right? Why? Shame tazuach daito alav, because if it becomes balagaiva, send omer loch azor lacharecha. You could say, all right, go back to where you came from, right? Go back if you're so haughty, right? Think about where you came from, and you can kind of stay there, and we'll demote you, right? And again, it'll hopefully hold back and control a person's gaiva. Okay, shkoyach gadol rabosei. We'll go back there in Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.